The medical campus says it wants to put research facilities on the site, north of the campus. It applied for a demolition permit, which was blocked and then allowed by State Supreme Court Justice Diane Devlin, and two buildings were knocked down, one designed by pioneer local architect E.B. Green. Preservationists complain the demolition permit application was nowhere near complete on the history of the Green design and the other buildings on the site. Preservationist Tim Thielman says the buildings were important in the very early history of the automobile.
The site is identified with Hermann Braun, a central figure in the aesthetics and functionality of automobiles in the founding period of the industry. Roger Huffines, Charles Taylor, and Norm Richardson of the Amphibian Car Company and their investors who built the world's first amphibious car. Richardson also lived in a small house that until two weeks ago stood on the site.
Now, the board has recommended the remaining buildings to the council for landmark status and is considering asking for renovation of the demolition permit form to require more information of the history of a building to be demolished. Thielman says much of the information about the 980 Ellicott complex was readily available in City Hall, but not checked by the medical campus. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.